I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but I'm assuming reaching a certain point in your life led you to explore this thing we call middle age.
Right. I don't mind saying how old I am, which is 52, because one of the points that I make in the book is that we shouldn't be embarrassed about being middle age. But yes, you are right. And part of that had to do with the fact that I didn't get married till I was 39 or have my first child till I was 40. So in a lot of ways, I had reached this point of which we think of as middle age, but I didn't really feel it. You know, part of it is it's hard to feel middle age when you're shopping for baby carriages or looking at preschools. And so much of the definition of middle age really is not chronological. It's really looking at the age as the least useful indicator. We think about it much more in terms of what we're doing socially or psychologically.
Do we put a range on it? Is there a number?
Well, you know, that is always the first question that people always ask me. And I use kind of 40 to 60 in the book, or 40 to 64 in the book, just because to look at some of the statistical results and scientific surveys, it's helpful in that sense. But what I say is that there really are many middle ages, because people define it so differently. Women tend to think middle age starts later than men do. Blue collar workers tend to think it starts earlier than white collar workers do. It really depends on who you are, on what answer you get.
I don't mind telling you, I just turned 51. And
you're in the sweet spot of middle age.
Yeah, and I feel more like in the past few years I've entered adulthood more than middle age. I feel like, you know, I've finally grown up.
Exactly. And it's interesting that you use that word, because one of the things that I look at is the history of middle age. And although it sounds odd, middle age really did not start to be used in any meaningful way by people in general till the end of the 19th century, because people used to think of the lifespan as you were a child, you were an adult, you were old, and then you died. And those were really the ways that people broke up their lives, as being adult and child, not in these much finer kind of slivers that we divide the life course into now.
You have a nice quote in the book from John Updike: middle age is a wonderful country. All the things you thought would never happen are happening.
That's right. Although I have to say, I think my favorite quote comes from Chesterton, and it really is about how, you know, when you're young, every failing or disappointment feels like the end of the world. You know, you think about it, you break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, and it just seems like life is over. And the great gift that is given to the middle age is the understanding that, you know, this too will pass. You'll make it through everything, and life goes on.
Do you believe there's such a thing as a midlife crisis?
I don't. Now, which is not to say that nobody has ever heard of a midlife crisis, but there have been dozens of studies over the years that have just disproved the idea that a midlife crisis is common. Okay. A midlife crisis is something that has really stuck in the popular imagination, but studies repeatedly have shown that it doesn't exist, or it's not widespread in reality. So if you think about it, there are all kinds of crisis points that somebody hits all along the way. When you're in college, when you decide to get married, when you pick a career, when someone close to you dies. It's just that for some reason, the midlife crisis has kind of taken on a life of its own. And we see it so repeatedly in literature and on television and in the movies that it has taken on this special resonance. But I don't think it's really any more common than it is at any other point in life.
Well, the name of the book is In Our Prime, The Invention of Middle Age. The author is Patricia Cohen, and she'll be at the Louisville Free Public Library on Wednesday, July 18th. Patricia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.